Yesterday, I had a workout with a trainer, and I was feeling really tired. You remember, I think it was Monday. I didn't sleep at all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so the schedule's been a mess this week. And the training appointment was an hour later than I thought. And when you think you have it, like, I'll stay up. I'm good. I can make it till 2.
Ugh.
And then you find out it's like at 3.
Frustrating.
Well, this was not even that late. This appointment was at 12, but I thought it was like at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there, and the first thing I did, I stopped off in the club. They have a little juice bar.
Right.
In the gym, and I walked over there, and I said, "Do you have energy drinks?" He's like, "Yeah, right here." There were two different kinds: a small kind and a big kind.
Okay,
give me the big one.
Well,
yeah,
of course,
big one for a big boy.
Bigger, go home.
It's called Redline.
Oh,
and it was
took Redline
$5.50, and I thought if I drink this, I'm going to be ready for my workout. I'm going to be all wide awake and stuff.
Now, aren't you trying to gain weight?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, every comment I say from here on out, I want you to know this disclaimer. I did not use the product correctly. If I had read the label, it says only drink half of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And if it's your first time, only drink a quarter of it.
To see how you react.
Or if you weigh 350 pounds and you're pure muscle, drink the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or does it have another disclaimer on there, depending on how much Adderall you've already consumed in the day?
Doesn't say that, but it probably should. And it should say, it does say you have to be over 18 to drink it.
Dude, I don't even touch
it. It's called Redline. Again, Redline people listening, I did not use the product as prescribed.
Right. How big is the big one?
I'm sorry, I did not read the label on a soft drink. It has caffeine, green tea, yerba mate, camp, yohimbe, evodiamine, and vinpocetin, and then something called 5-HTP. So I looked that up on a chemistry website. That means 5 parts hydroxy cut and 1 cut tryptophan. So I go into the locker room. I'm going to change. I'm walking with my little drink. Mm-hmm. And by the time I walk from the juice bar to the locker room, I had chugged the whole thing. And I'm like, great. I'm all set now.
Tastes good though, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, delicious. And immediately I felt a little bit of a jolt. And I'm like, right on. Now
okay.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Now I won't disappoint.
It's like putting those metal things on your heart to jumpstart it
now
again.
I won't disappoint my trainer now. You know, I'm not going to be all slothy out here. Kelly Raspberry. Within 15 minutes, I heard this in my head. I mean, I cannot even describe how bad this was for me.
You were tripping.
I went out there to work out, and I thought, what's that noise? And it was my heart.
Oh, my goodness. Pounding in your ears?
I could hear it outside my body. If you were standing next to me, you could hear it.
Yeah.
You could hear it pounding against my skin like this. It sounded like this.
You almost gave yourself a heart attack.
Seriously.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Then I looked at my hands, and they're both shaking.
Well, the shakes is normal when you take an energy drink like that.
And then I stopped for a second, and I realized my eyelids were shaking.
That's not...
Oh, that little nervous... Oh, man.
You almost killed yourself.
And right then, a guy walks up to me. Hey, kid, it's Todd. Haven't seen you in years.
Hey, Todd, how you doing, man?
I'm addicted to meth now.
I'm like, hey, Todd, how's it going?
Do you hear my heart?
Come back to my meth lab.
And I finally felt the need to tell Todd. I'm like, Todd, I just had a red line.
Feel the need to do that.
And I know I'm standing here in front of you right now as a normal person, but let me tell you something. I am anything but normal right now. This is... I'm freaking out right now.
And then
every orifice of my body.
Freaking out, man.
I am freaking out. I am geeking.
Did you start bashing your head on the wall?
Oh, man.
So I can't stop doing this.
So I go online and I read, a week ago last night, my friend had a red line and spent the next 24 hours so sick that we had to monitor her condition in the emergency room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chills, sweating, diarrhea, vomiting, racking convulsions. Fortunately, they finally died down. She's hardly alone in her reaction, though.
I thought that's what you had.
Here's Lynn commenting on Health Board. Seriously, I'm not a lightweight when it comes to energy drinks, but this one, no, no, no. It made me shaky, chest pain beyond belief. I thought I was going to die. Sweating and chills. Outrageous. I wonder how they were able to sell this to anybody. And then she writes again. It's 10 and a half hours later. Still sick and heart pounding out of control.
Mm.
And again. The disclaimer, she also admits that she did not read the label and drank the whole thing.
Yeah.
But all these symptoms I had, I couldn't keep food down, rapid heart rate, extreme sweating, overheated, left side muscles going cold.
Okay, this is the problem. They need to start selling these in single doses then.
Yeah, like
if nobody's reading,
yeah,
no, just sell single doses.
Why can't it be a little packet?
Yeah.
A little shooter.
This red line made me feel like I was tweaking out hardcore. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. I seriously mean I was not enjoying the quick, happy buzz that most energy drinks give you. This was a scary thing. My body is out of control. Hot and cold, sweating, tweaking out. I'm on it now. I had the drink at 2 in the afternoon. It's 4 a.m. I still can't sleep.
It sounds awful. Dang.
I have a lot of experience with these drinks. This is terrible.
If you have a lot of experience, then you should have read the directions, lady.
Well, me too. So I'm going to go ahead and say, I should have read the directions. Here's what I looked at. The supplement facts on the back. It's got the little list of ingredients, and it said calories 10, carbs 3, sugar 3 grams. And I stopped, and I went, that's perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, and you drink Red Bull occasionally, and I'm not into energy drinks, but for people that drink an energy drink daily, they'd probably just drink the whole thing and not think twice.
Not recommended for children, pregnant women, or anyone sensitive to caffeine. Consume responsibly. Limit to 3 cans per day.
Per day?
Who the heck drinks 3 of those a day?
That would be 6 servings.
Well, you do build a tolerance the more you drink it, and I think that's why they tell you to take half. So what bodybuilders will do is they'll take half of it for their to warm up, and then in the middle of the workout, they'll finish off by drinking the rest.
This is making me want to try it. That's what's crazy about talking about stuff like this.
One of these ingredients, evodiamine, I'm told, is found in most crystal meth.
So you did crystal meth.
And I'm standing there in front of this guy who's a friend that I haven't seen in 10 years, and we're trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, and I live over there, and then I have still the job, and I'm still working out. It's like crazy person.
Calm down, dude.
And my head is, I really thought my head might explode. Like just pieces everywhere.
Did you leave?
Yeah, I finally left. I was at the gym for 2 hours. I was kind of afraid not to be around people.
Were you just walking around?
If I stroked out, you know, somebody would be there to see me.
If I stroked out.
I really felt that bad.
I know you did.
It was the craziest thing I've ever ingested. And I had one of those shots of energy one time in the morning.
Right.
Like a 5-hour?
It was kind of like that. But
those are mostly B12.
It was a competitor that wanted me to endorse this. And I said, I'll try it. And at 5 in the morning, I drank one. And I got immediately hot. And it lasted about 20 minutes. It was a little scary. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take it again. This lasted, I did it at 11 a.m. What time did I tweet? 11 p.m.?
Mm.
And I am bouncing in my chair. Like, it's liquid Adderall. I'm just telling you. It's called Red Line.
I want to try it.
So is this an endorsement?
No. Somebody else said, you know, everybody's on the lookout now for product placement. And they're like, hey, kid, smooth move on the advertising there. No. No, not when I tell you how I reacted. I'll never drink that thing again. But
I'm
used
really
it wrong.
Tired.
But I do want to try it.
I do too.
I do too. Isn't that crazy though? You talk about drugs
split one.
And then it makes me want
split
it.
You won't
one.
Like the feeling.
Well, I'm not going to be stupid and drink the whole thing.
No, I just I'll have a little sip.
Yeah.
You've done a public service announcement though.
Yeah.
You've done the warning label.
I have. I'm telling you, don't drink the whole thing. I think if I wanted energy, I could go out here on the canal and run back and forth 2 or 3 times, and I would feel more awake.
For a minute.
This isn't like that.
Now, this will stay with you all day.
This is just something to just speak to.
What if I had a couple sips before I got on the treadmill? Would I run and feel amazing?
I think you would have a heart attack.
No.
And die.
No.
I'm going to try it. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Okay. So everybody's been commenting on Redline, because everybody's tried this once, I think, except the people in this room.
Yeah.
Everybody that wrote me has tried it once, and they're like, dude. I mean, you drink the whole thing. They're surprised I'm still walking around.
Wow.
Yeah, especially weighing like 110 pounds.
Yeah.
You know,
I weigh more than that.
Okay,
but I'm just saying.
What have you done to build up a tolerance that you survived that?
And you know what? I'm constantly saying to people that are fit, like JC and
you're
Jenna,
fit.
That I am not really in tune with my body, and that's an advantage. Okay. Because you and I could go eat chili dogs, JC, and I'd be fine.
That killed me.
And you'd be in bad shape.
That killed me.
Yeah. So for it to affect me, I mean, I have no idea what's going on in my body. None. But boy, I knew this was going on in there.
Gee, that scares me, man.
Yeah. So if there's a drink you'd like to recommend that isn't quite so hardcore, that doesn't make my head do this.
Take a 5-hour energy.
I've never had any bad effects with that.
Yeah. Why don't you be my friend Tom? We used to go to dinner once a month with a group of people.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Hey, kid.
What's going on?
It's nothing, man.
Good to see you. I'm working out.
You know, I was actually just thinking about you.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
We haven't had dinner in a long time. I was thinking we could get the guys together.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I might buy some basketball tickets or something, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you.
So you faded away?
He faded away. His lips are moving in slow motion, but I've heard nothing. I just heard that music in my head.
These are like lyrics to a song. Yeah, I need to be writing these down.
I was talking to everyone. And they're all saying Goffin. Yeah, he's getting pretty popular with everybody else. And I actually just picked it up. So I was
thinking, thinking about going to Mexico for spring break.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so
my head's exploding.
So then you're yelling at people because it's so loud.
What? Your head.
Did you get work?
Now
good
I understand.
Oh, no, it was a terrible workout. I did like three sets and I'm like, I am so going to stroke out right here.
Wow. That's scary, man.
It was so bad. I'd done one set. I'd been inside the gym area for less than 10 minutes. I did a shoulder press with two dumbbells. Mm. Afterwards, a trainer that doesn't work with me came over and goes, man, long workout today, huh? Because I'm sweating from head to toe. I am completely drenched in sweat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but kid's not trying to lose weight. That's the thing.
Man. So.
You've just fully endorsed this
I did
product.
Not yeah. endorse
Give me
it.
Some.
That
was
if
not
the goal. You want to sweat a lot.
I am
lot
tired.
Yeah, no. No. Just be careful with red lines.
If you're like heavy
saying.
Metal and don't want to buy CDs.
Read the instructions.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.